And this summer, Rachel sang the dual role of woman and mother in the United Kingdom, the UK premiere of The Day After, the opera by Jonathan Dove. And that took place at the Lillian Bayliss Studios. So, Rachel, you're a very busy person. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So could you tell me a little bit, just to begin with, or tell us, how why was there a production, an ENO production, at the Lillian Bayliss Studios? Because it's usually at the Coliseum.
Exactly. But this is a new initiative set out by English National Opera called ENO Studio Live.
Right.
Which has come about really to give audiences the experience of seeing the English National Opera Chorus and emerging young artists and in-house artists as well in a studio environment, so up close and personal. And also because the Coliseum is currently, it gets rented out for a quarter of the year to big shows. They've just had Carousel in there. Then it gives the company, you know, a chance to do things elsewhere, which is, you know, which is good. It brings more accessibility, I think.
Yes. It was a wonderful production, and it's quite a big space, isn't it?
I think everyone was, nobody really knew if it was going to work or not, to be honest. I think everybody would probably put their hands up and say that. But everyone was very keen to try. There was a lot of repainting done on the inside and new chairs ordered for the studio, you know, just to make it, you know, an acceptable place to bring audiences in. But actually it worked brilliantly. And as you say, it was a decent, it is a decent studio size.